And good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. I know you were expecting to see maybe Paul Francis's face, but last minute change. Roger and I are hosting the show today. I hope all is well with you. Roger, do you want to? And we should.
Yeah, Paul got a hold of us early this morning and asked if we could fill in for him. And he had an emergency with his wife. So, ladies and gentlemen, please pray for Johanna. Okay.
Yeah. He's with Johanna. She had to be hospitalized. Hello, Shawnee. And do you want to do the ID show ID Spirit Quest with Paul Francis and you know the whole spiel there?
I guess I don't know.
No, you know the show's ID. With
yeah, do we ID. Have it?
It's Spirit Quest.
Hello.
It's the same thing we do in our show, oh, honey. Just
okay. Read. Yeah, the ins and the outs. Let's have an in.
Can you do it? Or should
where?
I?
Where? I don't know where to do it.
Read off of the sheet, my darling. Spirit Quest with...
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Oh, that one.
Goodness. But... Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
We do a Spirit Quest. This is your friendly host, Roger Garza Sr. and my beautiful wife, Faye. And we are coming to you live. We're co-hosting for Paul Francis, who's in the hospital with his wife, Johanna. And we are coming to you live on the United Public Radio Network and the UFO Paranormal Radio Network, 105.3 and 107.7 on your FM dial in the beautiful town of New Orleans.
And we are welcome to all who are
hello, Gina. Hello, Julie Sharp. Tonight. Valerie. Mm-hmm. Shawnee, hello. And here's the whole thing, folks. Like I told our producer, Michelle, I said, we're like family. And when family needs each other, family's there. So Paul asked us if we could please fill in for him. And we said, yes, no problem. Don't worry about it.
We are honored to do it. We don't mean to disappoint anybody for not seeing Paul tonight, but he's with his wife. And we send prayers and blessings to both Paul and Johanna. And I know they're at the right place. He's where he should be.
Right. If you absolutely wanted to look at Paul's mug instead of mine, I can do this. Look.
Oh, boy.
That way you can look at my wife.
Yes.
But really, we're here to cover for our dear friend and brother, Paul. I mean, we just hope that everything goes good for him. And we're going to try to do the best job that we can while we're here. We'll be on for an hour and a half, and if you have anything you want to discuss or throw at us or whatever,
yes,
please feel free.
So, and for those who, I mean, I don't know if there are people who do not know who you are, Roger. Roger is also a psychic medium. We have our shows on Wednesday evenings and Saturday mornings. Roger, our show is Latino Psychic Visions on Wednesday evenings, 4 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and Saturday morning, this book's for you at 10:30 a.m. So anyway, we are delighted to be here with you, and unfortunately, it's not Paul, but we are glad to be here with you.
Yeah, so you had to put up with us for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know it's not easy. I know.
Hello, Lynn.
So the format might be a little different, but kind of the same. We don't have a topic tonight. If there's something you have a question on, please shoot it our way, and I'm sure Roger would be.
Gina Bankston, if by chance I get a message from your father who had just passed, trust me, dear, I will give you the message right away.
Absolutely.
If something comes up. Okay, we have a Facebook user, but who's putting a bunch of hearts on. But we don't know who you are.
I'm going to give, I can see that it's Kathy Graham, and I'm going to reply with the YouTube link. So it's it's actually YouTube Paul Francis Medium. Let me just go.
Hello, Sherry from South Sea Paul. And she says, cute glasses, Faye.
Well, thank you. I got them on Amazon, actually.
Wow, the Facebook user put a bunch of hearts this time.
Yes.
Hello, Emma Lormier. And once again, folks, we want to remind you, you're expecting to see Paul's mug, but you got to deal with this one.
Yeah.
Paul, unfortunately, is in the hospital with his wife, Johanna. She had to be hospitalized. And he asked us to fill in this morning, so we said gladly. You know, we're right there, always there for you whenever you need us. So here we are. We ask that you put up with us for at least an hour and a half, something like that. And we'll do the best job we can, okay? Now, for those of you who pray, I ask that you please pray to Saint Raphael, Saint Ralph, okay? He's the one for the medicine, and ask for Saint Michael too to guard her, take care of her. Well, hello, Jane. Jane from Turkey?
Yes.
She's cool. Here. Hi, Jane.
Yeah. We have linked our Facebook page too, and also Roger's YouTube page, but really this is Paul Francis's show. So anyway, thank you all for joining us tonight. You're getting a big dose of Latino Psychic Visions. Yeah.
Gina saying that Kathy Graham is our Facebook user. Can you please switch over to YouTube? The link is there.
Yeah.
But what we're doing right now is just greetings. I have the cards here, so we'll be doing cards, okay? And I feel like doing cards 1 through 10. Araceli Burgos. Hello, ¿y de dónde estás texteando? ¿De dónde me escribes? Whoever put their name as crap, bro, that don't work for me, man. Gina, hang on. Gina wants number 9 already. Once again, as those that come in the front door, we are telling you or saying that we have to, Paul Francis asked us to cover for him because he had to be in the hospital with his wife, Johanna. She took a turn. So please pray for Johanna, Paul's wife, and we're going to do the best we can. We will be doing the cards. I got the cards right here. I shuffled them already. And we're going to go 1 through 10 when we're ready. Valerie, I don't know, but it's stupid is what it is, you know. It's a waste of time sometimes. Why they bother is beyond me. I don't understand that. I guess they have a lot of time on their hands. But we'll do what we can. We're asking you right now, this guy who put the name up like that, please have a heart. We're covering for someone that needs us now. Okay? So don't put your name like that. Facebook user, we love all the hearts you're giving us. Is that Kathy? We don't know. But please come to YouTube. The link is there. And we thank you for sending love and healing. But that's please awesome. Switch over to YouTube.
Yes, so we can see your name. Okay, Kathy? I can see your name over here because I am looking in Facebook. But we cannot see it on the YouTube page, which we're working off of. So please join us over on YouTube. I did send you the link.
Amanda Ramirez, hello. Good to see you. And Tina Allen, good to see you. We are covering for Paul Francis because his wife took a turn and she's in the hospital right now. So prayers for Johanna, okay? And we'll get the show going in a little bit. We just want to...
We want to say hello to everyone.
Greetings and salutations.
Yes.
And I don't know, Paul doesn't like to do reads on Thursdays. But ladies and gentlemen, if something, you know, not to go against Paul's wishes and whatnot, but if something does pop out for you, believe me, I will let you know. Bro, please change your name. I don't work like that. This bro guy, whoever you are, please change your name. I just don't deal with stuff like that.
Oh, Gina's asking, did I start a new show yet, Faye? I haven't yet. I'm kind of stuck. Tell you the truth, I'm kind of stuck.
Blessings to you too, Facebook user, whoever you are.
I'm going to suggest, I'm going to send the link at another time here, another right now, that's a technical term.
Jane Nielsen says she's here from Facebook. Good. Janine Williams, how are you, dear? All the way from Australia. We are covering for Paul Francis, who his wife took a turn, so he's in the hospital with her, and he asked us to cover, so here we are. Valerie, I'm trying. It just hasn't come up.
Yeah, I can't block the guy because they're on YouTube, on Paul's YouTube.
He's being rather obnoxious is what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to say hi to you, but I would like a proper name if you don't mind.
And you know, maybe we just should ignore. How's that? Let's not disrupt the program with talking about this person.
Kathy Hanley, hello. Lynn Fern, that's great to know. It really is good
Lynn
to know.
Lynn Fern says, hi, I am with you tonight in these sad circumstances. Thank you, dear.
Okay, I'm going to refer to this guy. If you want to be called shit bro, then please put your proper name on there. Otherwise, I can't do a damn thing for you, okay? And I'm sorry, folks, but because that's not me. But you keep coming up with this name. And am I supposed to acknowledge you with that name? No. Everybody that knows how I work, they put their real name on there. Okay, if Susie, we want to say hi to Susie, but Susie who? We don't know. The link is there for YouTube, so switch over to YouTube.
Yeah, it would be very helpful, Susie.
Valerie wants to know about your getaway.
Oh, Valerie, I had a wonderful time with my sister and our two nieces. We went to a lake in Minnesota and had a wonderful time. We were laughing and crying and it was all good. And we ate until there was no tomorrow. It was wonderful. Okay. Well,
yes, Valerie, I agree with that. Thank you.
We're not going to spend any more time on that person, okay?
Right. Anyway, we are here. We're going to be doing the cards today. I got them all shuffled up, ladies and gentlemen. So please remember your number because I'm going to go 1 through 10. All right? And I'll start that in about another 15 minutes. Because I'm going to take my time and elaborate on all the cards and whatnot. If there's anything you want our family, this is our family. So if there's anyone on here that wants to say something about whatever, please do so.
If there's anything that has come up in your lives this past week of it, you know, of anything that is...
Or
a question to ask a psychic medium, you know.
Yeah, if there's anything that came up from last night when we did our show, and it came up today, or right. It's already passed or whatever.
Right. You know, there's many of you folks that watch Paul's and our show are already, you know, clairvoyants themselves, and they probably know the answers. But if you have any questions about maybe something that took place in your lives,
Julie Evans, go ahead. We don't know the exacts, but all we ask is that you please send prayers her way, okay? So, here we are covering today, and I know I said something, where is she, Shawnee? I know I said something for her. I think it was regarding her mouth, and she said she has an appointment. Yes, the dentist filled two, there it is. The dentist filled two teeth. The bite is fine now. There you go, because I mentioned her mouth. I said something about the jaw or something. Okay, we got woo-hoo, I made it.
That's Loretta Lewis. Loretta, if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to give you I hate to keep on giving the link, but if you would go to YouTube channel, and the channel is Paul Francis Medium, and click on his live show, that would be great. So here, I have posted it a few times. I'll give it again.
Julie Evans, we thank you for your prayers and sending healing vibes. We thank you for that. Okay, Susie made it over. Yay!
Look at that. Look at you. Look at you, Susie.
Good for you, girl. It would have been nice if you would have put a picture in there. Because in that
way, you know, that takes a little work. Takes a little work.
Yeah, I know.
Remember?
Janine never apologized for missing our show, but don't you let it happen again. Did I sound like your dad?
Everybody's dad.
Yeah, right? Looked like a storm brewing outside. Now, wait a minute. We can't see outside. I'm in an enclosed room.
I shut all the doors on him.
Oh, well. So here we are. I know what I wanted to talk about. You know, we don't do political or nothing on this show because we don't like to talk about that. But pray for the people that were involved in that whole apartment complex collapsing. Okay? Now, according to what the news said, this man was forewarned 2 days prior to the place collapsing. I guess it was an inspector or something that said, told him it was going to collapse. So I don't know if he ignored it or what the deal was, but we prayed for the people that were involved in that. Loretta made it over here, honey.
Woo-hoo!
Valerie says, I had a tooth pulled 2 hours ago. Please pray that I don't get a dry socket. And what should I do about the rest of my teeth? Oh. Honey, I'm not a dentist and I'm not a doctor, okay? But I would say brush all the time after every meal until all that heals. It's got to dry out, you know. Do not swallow that stuff. Rinse your mouth and spit it out, okay?
Just follow the doctor's
right,
orders,
what the doctor
really.
Says. So once again, those that are new right now or just coming in, we want to let you know that Paul Francis texted us? Hello.
That's okay.
Gave us a text this morning and asked us if we could please cover for him on his show. This is supposed to be Spirit Quest, but his wife Johanna took a turn for the worse, and they took her to the hospital, and Paul's with her in the hospital right now. And we told him, family's family, gladly we'll be, you know, we'll be there for you. Thank you, Janine. Janine says prayers for Paul's wife from Australia. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you.
And Susie put a photo in. Good for you, girl.
Look at that.
Golly, Susie, you're doing good. If you were here, I'd put a gold star on your forehead. Boop. Susie, did you know somebody, it's an older guy, okay? 30s, 40s in that area, maybe even 50, I don't know. But he would ride a bicycle all the time, and he wore glasses and shorts. Not short shorts, but like knee-high shorts, okay? I see this guy on a bicycle right now, and he's around you. I don't know if he's in spirit or if he still rides the bike, okay? But his spirit right now is with you. Well, you did better than I did, Susie. 60 years old and not bad. A tech person? Right on, because I don't know nothing about this stuff. Hello, Helen. Good to see you.
Hello, Helen.
We are covering for Paul Francis, whose wife's in the hospital right now. Okay? Valerie, I couldn't tell you that one either. She's asking, she says, I've had three cancers and have lost most of them. I'm thinking she's referring to her teeth. From the chemo and don't know to do dentures or implants. Well, I would say if it were me and I ended up like that, I would want implants. They're expensive, but they're there.
If you have the choice, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Susie, I'm taking, she says, yes, her ex-husband's still here with us in this realm. Is he the one that was always on the bike? Jojo Walsh, hello there, good to see you.
Hi, Jojo.
We're covering for Paul today. Ordinarily, this is Spirit Quest, but Paul asked us to sit in for him, so here we are. Okay? Yes, make sure your gum gets settled first, of course. Gotta have that done. You don't want to go raw. Oof. Ouch. There's our buddy Mark. How you doing, bud? Good to see you.
Hi, Mark. Susie says, but lives 300 miles away, still friends, hardly chat, but our son's going through some bad stuff, so we're still connected. Okay, Susie.
That makes sense to me. Yep. You're still parents.
And Julia says, my dad was always on his bike.
Okay. There's my buddy Richard Dearden. Richard, I want you to know something. I don't know if you saw it on the news. That building that collapsed. They said that the inspector had warned the guy who owned the building 2 days prior to it collapsing.
So why don't you explain this a little bit to those who are listening in and not, you know, on this chat room about what you and Richard have.
Me and Richard discussed. Saw a building collapsing, okay? We didn't, there's a lot of stuff that we won't do publicly because it's, sometimes it gets too bad.
Well, and Richard is also
he is a reader, yes. I want him to start going and dealing with the public, but he's not ready, he says. But Richard, let me tell you, I tell you, you're good. And I'm not bragging or nothing, but I've been at this for almost over 19 years, so you're ready, buddy. But anyway, Richard and I saw a building that was going to collapse, and I guess as fortune, as it would be, it did collapse. And then yesterday they announced that they had told the guy 2 days prior to it collapsing that it was going to collapse.
So he got a warning. Do you remember where this was?
I'd have to get my phone's in the other room. But
okay.
Richard, do you remember where it was? He can tell me.
All right.
Johnny says it's a Kona in South Africa.
Ooh.
A rainy night in Georgia. Hello, Leah Garcia.
Hi, Leah.
We are doing fine, dear. We're here covering for Paul Francis on his show Spirit Quest because he's in the hospital with his wife. Okay? So we ask for prayers for Johanna.
So Richard has come back with the answer of where this apartment was. It's
Davenport. Now I remember. Yes, Richard. Davenport, Iowa.
Okay. And Lynn is saying that, how strange. I have been violently sick just before the show. I do tend to pick up on people's feelings at times. I still am doing it now. Okay. So she's feeling.
Meditate, dear. Sit back and meditate.
Yeah. And now she's really close to Johanna too. And
right.
Totally get it. Valerie says, Roger, my sister-in-law moved into an older house where the man died from old age, and she hears him knocking on her walls and her closet doors. And she asked me because she knew I was very sensitive, and I guess we're waiting for more.
She has to tell him, not all the time, you know, spirits have the tendency to, like, they're real stubborn and they want to do what they want to do. But she has to lead him to the white light. Tell him, you know, you're no longer in this dimension. You need to go to the white light. Go be with your family and all your loved ones and coax him that way.
Valerie is saying he's probably just letting her know that he's there and maybe he's watching over her because she has a good feeling about her, or it could be her husband that she lost, letting her know that he's there. I didn't. Valerie says.
Stop a minute, Lee. Who's yes. Ed? I get Ed. Edward, Ed, Edwin, I get Ed.
This is for Valerie?
Yes.
Okay. While I was talking, that came up, Valerie. Does that make any sense to you?
Richard, we have to meditate all the time.
So
Valerie, Richard, I'm getting more action into the kitchen for some odd reason. And this is for Valerie, who's got the spirit.
All right. Well, and I have to tell the folks what Richard's saying so that people who are listening understand.
Right.
So he says, I get spooky when trying to meditate. If I hear them speak to me still, okay. And so where do you want me to go? Thank you so much, Valerie says, for helping me with my dental problem. I think I'm going to go with the implants. Okay.
Good for you, girl. And then we want to see that smile after. Now, going to Kathy Hanley. Isn't Davenport, Iowa, where the Mothman has been seen? The Mothman has been seen all over the United States. And one of the girls that I read for, this is no lie, I can call her right now. One of the girls that I read for was spooked by the Mothman. She described him perfectly. And that was in Texas.
So explain what the Mothman is to people who...
The Mothman is a transparent man who has wings and red eyes. And let me tell you, he will spook you if you ever see him.
So didn't you have a recount of somebody who...
That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh,
yes.
I thought there was more to it than that.
No, that she called me up crying and in hysterics. And I said, well, what did you see? And she told me what she saw.
I thought you saw the Mothman running.
No, that was a total different thing. I can talk about that. I'm going to Susie. Having huge problems with selling my house, formerly parents' house, I moved down to care for mom. Both parents have passed away now. Neighbors causing problems over boundaries that were set 31 years ago. If that ain't silly, you know?
Okay, and Susie says also, oh my goodness, my dad was called Edward, known as Ted, but he liked Edward. Okay, that had to do with Valerie, didn't it?
Yeah, whoever's house, whoever's got the spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Valerie. Valerie, I got the name of Edward for some odd reason. So please, other people, let me deal with the person I'm dealing with, okay?
Yeah, when he gets a name for the person, it's that person, not somebody else, really. It's true.
All right, Valerie, you can go and look into the archives of the person that owned that house prior. You know, you can find out the name. Is the Mothman nice or evil? Trust me, he's nice. But he scared my friend to no end. Let me tell you, she called me crying in hysterics.
There's actually a feature in one of our series, the series that is on either is on Roku or whatever. I don't recall which one it was, but it was all about the Mothman, and it is a thing, and it is a creature that is what, 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall with wings and with red wings, eyes and transparent.
Yeah, but they are able to see it at times too, right?
Right. You could see the formation of it, but you could see right through it too.
Okay. And so Kathy Hanley says he is reported to show up when there are disasters.
Well, that's a new one on me, but he showed up after I got done doing a reading. It was dark.
Yeah.
And she said she saw him kneeling at the side of the road, and he looked at her with red eyes, and she just slammed on the brakes. And I said, what'd you do after that? She said she slowly went around him.
Oh, so he was real close to the
close to the road.
Okay.
Okay, Ward. Hello, Ward. Good to see you on. But buddy, that phrase that you came out with, ixnay. But if I get something for you, I will let you know, okay? We are here covering for Paul Francis. This is his show, Spirit Quest. But Paul is in the hospital with his wife right now. So we gladly will cover for him.
Yeah, so Valerie says, I will have to ask her and let you know next show.
Okay, that's fine. Yes. No, Richard, it's not a... I'm not going to say the word because you're not supposed to. But it's not that. Trust me, it's not that. Okay.
And so Valerie is adding about her sister-in-law. At her old house, she just moved to this new house with her kids. But in her old house, her husband, who died suddenly, used to come to her in the kitchen. Wow.
Valerie, who is, I'm getting, it's either Damon or Damon. I got that name. Look at Leanne, Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Okay, yeah. JoJo Walsh is asking us, my uncle is in the hospital. Please, can you help me with prayers as he has only 1 week to live? Please give us your uncle's name, okay?
So, I mean, I don't know who this Facebook user is. I'm just going to suggest for folks to come over to YouTube if they can. Please come over to the YouTube channel, Paul Francis. And I will put the link up again.
I'm going to go with Ward. There's somebody that's behind you. I'm going to say kind of short and stocky like. It's a girl with short hair that got bangs, blonde, and bangs here. It's like she hung out with you or was related to you or something. And I don't know if she's in spirit or her spirit separated from her body right now, but she's behind you. Facebook user that's putting up all the hearts and everything else, we appreciate it. But please, we would rather have you come on YouTube and switch over so we can see who you are.
All you have to do is click on that, use your mouse and click on that YouTube link I just put on there, and or copy it and use that to get over to the link to watch Paul's show, which is us, and we'll be able to communicate with you a little better.
Yes, Ward, I'm going to say yes, a younger woman, okay? She has glasses, like black, those black thick rim glasses deal, you know? It's like she's lost. She doesn't know why she's there or what she has to do.
Yes, Jay Nelson is saying, sending lots of prayers for your uncle and your family.
Is it Simon Walsh? Jojo? She put just Simon. We don't know what his name is. You know, we just got Simon.
So Ward says, honestly, I don't know who it can be.
Please write it down, Ward, because if we talk again, this girl might come out again, okay? I'll give you the description again. She's short. If you remember what Paul Williams looked like, she looks like a female Paul Williams with glasses. Almost identical.
Long blonde hair.
No, not long. Short.
Short? Oh.
And got bangs that go across.
Okay. Valerie is asking, where in Texas? I live in the Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma border.
Well, it was right outside of San Antonio that I lived. I lived down there for 27 years, and I used to do readings in my house, and she went home, it was around 8:30, and she just called me back scared out of her mind. All I could get was, you know, and I said, calm down, what are you trying to tell me? Then she told me.
Lord says that he's going to write it down.
Okay.
And Jojo is saying, Autius, A-U-T-I-U-S.
Audius. Simon Audius, is that what it is?
Can only, I guess that was be right, Simon Audius.
Anyway, we'll send out prayers for Simon. Simon Audius is the name that we get. We will send out prayers for him to have a peaceful transition, as they say.
And Ward is saying, does she feel safe around me?
Yes, like she's looking for you to guide her where she's supposed to be. It sounds nuts, but buddy, that's what it is. Yes, Simon Audius. Okay, please pray for Simon Audius, being the fact that they told him he only has 1 week to live. All right, folks? And that's the thing about our show, and I'm sure Paul feels the same way. On our shows, we have nothing but love and prayer. And when somebody needs our prayers, we pray, let me tell you. And right now, Johanna, Paul's wife, needs our prayers.
Oh.
Valerie, don't get upset. Let it go.
Okay, so Mark is asking, is the way I'm living working out? I don't want to bother anyone in this life. How do you answer that, dear?
Mark, I'm going to tell you it this way. It's almost like going into a pothole. They know that you're having a down, but you're going to come out of it, okay? So take the help that is given to you and be grateful for the help that you get, all right? Hello, Kelly Duran. Good to see you, dear.
Hi, Kelly.
We are covering for Paul today because his wife took a turn and she's in the hospital.
And so Ward is saying, no, I can believe. I feel for a time someone around, but I can only feel energies.
That's okay, Ward. If you can, just tell her, I don't know who you are and all that. Please help. Let me guide you to the white light and help her. Because she's like, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. So if you feel any kind of impression on your back or someone tugging at your back, your shirt or something, it's the girl. I don't think she's over, I want to say, not over 20. She could be like 16. Now, mind you, Ward, this can also be someone's relative or, you know, something like that, and somebody else's family that you're close to, and they knew you from afar. Hello, Mary Erickson.
Well, good to see you, Mary. Wonderful for you to stop by. Thank you.
Valerie says she goes to Green Hall. I played there. Green Hall is in New Braunfels, Texas. And it's a cool place to be, let me tell you. Many, many, many big artists have played at Green Hall. And I could say that we were one of them.
Kathy Hanley is asking, what is the name of your great uncle for her prayer list? Roger.
Oh, golly, you threw me by that one. His name is Martin Briseño, which is B-R-I-S-E-N-O. Now, folks, since you brought that up, I'm going to do the show for an hour if I do that. I got a 90-year-old uncle. He's a great uncle. And he called me up and he says, I need to talk with you. And I said, okay, well, go ahead. He goes, no, I need to talk to you face to face. He says, I'm 90 years old and I don't think I'm going to be here long. And hearing that was like, you know. So I am going to, God willing, take the trek to go see him. He's out of town. And with everyone's permission, I need to see my uncle, okay? You know I don't ask for much.
I'll be still hanging out on the show, and hopefully we're planning a kind of a mystery guest that day. So please.
Faye's going to be taking over after. So please, folks, join Faye. She's going to help you all she can. Now, obviously, you know Faye isn't the psychic, but let me tell you, that girl is getting in tune like you wouldn't believe. Well, we constantly say something or finish the sentences and whatnot.
Well, we are married, you know, so.
Yep. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Ward, you also have a little bit of money coming to you, buddy. So keep that in mind. Oh, Shawnee, thank you. That's nice. She says a virtual hug. That's cool.
Well, thank you, Kelly. I have good advice. Thank you. It's from the life experience. That's what I can give you. Absolutely.
Jojo Walsh, regarding her Uncle Simon, says, thank you guys for your friendship and your love. Give every one of us. It's what? It jumped on
me. So it's a blessing you guys are here for us. Well, Jojo?
That's why we're here.
We feel privileged that Paul asked us to do this show for him tonight.
Yep.
It's an honor. And, you know, he has he always has wonderful messages, and he does a totally different show. But, you know, he's our brother. We're going to do whatever we can to keep his time, you know, going. And I don't know what else I can say.
Okay. Shawnee, thank you. First off, she says that I have to go see my uncle, of course, you know. But I want to say something what Richard Dearden put on here. Richard says, me and another medium had to help my cousin to get to the white light. He committed suicide, and Jesus came and got him and took him away to the next step.
That's beautiful.
That's one way, but I've seen believe it or not, Richard, I've seen people who have committed suicide, and I walked on the road with them, especially this one girl. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
You walked on the road on the...
It was like a country road
that I walked with her. In the other realm, the spirit world,
right.
Realm?
Yep. Okay. Okay, where are we? Oh, Ward likes the fact he's going to get some money. Okay, Mary Erickson says, saw the notice for Paul and was surprised to see you and Faye got busy with house things, missed you yesterday. No problem.
No problem.
We're here now.
You know, we understand people have busy lives. We have busy lives ourselves, and we would love to watch all the fantastic shows that are on this network. But we can only sometimes pop in and pop out, and we always appreciate your joining us in any show that we're on. We just love it.
Mary Erickson says, sending love and strength for you, Roger, and your great uncle. Thank you, dear. I appreciate that very much.
Okay, so we have a Facebook user that I don't see. It says, do you feel anything for me, sweet? Well, if we don't see a face and we don't see your name, it only pops up as blank person. So it's a little difficult to help you when Roger can't see
your face. Come over to the link on YouTube, okay? It's there.
I've posted it several times. I can do it again if you want me to.
And Mark says, I'm always grateful. I accept the help, just not trying to be a burden. I've got problems, pray to solve them. Don't worry, buddy. A lot of times we have to humble ourselves and accept what people offer us. Just don't take advantage of it, okay? And work on your problem that you know you have. Okay, Colleen Greenfield, welcome. And she says, good evening, Roger and Faye, everyone watching from Boston, UK. I didn't know there was such a place.
Well, we learn something new every day, wow. Don't we, dear?
Right. Valerie says, we love you, Johanna, and Paul. Praying for y'all and your family. So nice to have good friends like y'all to fill in for Paul. You are a blessing always. Valerie, we thank you for that.
And you are as well. Okay.
And my wife just put up the link, so those that are on Facebook, come on over on YouTube. This thing is jumping and...
Yeah, we got lots of people.
Yep. Jojo says, we love our family brother, Paul, Roger, and Faye. It just jumped on me. Here we are all family. Yes, ma'am. You're right about that.
Thank you for all the prayers that you're extending to Paul and to Roger.
Johanna, yes.
Johanna, thank you very much. So, Susie is asking, do you know anything about spirit guides? I was thinking about that and the name Arthur just popped in. I have been in a more positive mindset set since. Coincidence? I wonder. Good question.
I'm going to say this, Susie. I don't really know about spirit guides because I haven't attended Paul's seminar. I need to do that.
I know.
But I'm getting somebody, I'm getting somebody, Susie, that you know, that had a tattoo on the top part of their hand. That's the first thing I see is this tattoo. Oh, Boston, Lincolnshire, UK. Okay. Hello, everybody from Boston. We are here covering for Paul Francis. As you know, his wife took a turn, so she's in the hospital and Paul's with her. And he asked us to sit in, and here we are. I am Roger, and my wife is Faye, and she's the boss.
Somebody's got to be the boss.
Right?
I know. Why wouldn't I be?
Janine says, Janine says, prayers for you and your uncle. Hugs to you both. Thank you, dear. Tess Miners. Hi, everyone. Anything for me, please. That's no way to come in, dear. We are covering for somebody, and we don't have a picture of you, so how can I give you anything?
It helps. It helps if you have a picture because, well,
yep.
It helps. It's hard. It's just a little easier besides just your tea there. If you can put your picture up, if you can post a photo of yourself in the in your YouTube channel, that would be awesome. Should I say, Jane Nielsen says, as a new medium, just completed level one, is it normal to see different faces in your dreams and they pop up in your brain and I see lots of colors?
That's fine. You're going through all the realm of it all. Because like with Faye, she says, I'm hearing voices. I said, that's the beginning.
I know. And sometimes I can't sleep very well. Like last night, I was not sleeping very well.
Yeah, I know.
I'm thinking, you know, it's confusing.
And I told her, I said, you know what, did you ever think about who, I said three things. I said, first off, you married a Mexican. Secondly, you married a musician, professional musician. I said, thirdly, you married a medium, a psychic medium. I said, did you ever think that you would do that?
Absolutely not. And didn't I also say that I think all my life I have been guided? I don't know who my guides are either, but I really feel like I have been, you know, he wasn't my first, Roger came to me after I've been doing a bunch of work, just discovering things like metaphysical stuff and being very interested in it. And I think those of you who know me, I do a lot of reading and I have to check things out a lot. Well, so of course, then here comes Mr. Roger Garza Sr. about 5 years ago, and I fall completely in love with him, and he happens to be a psychic medium. Okay.
Yeah, so, when I told you, it was like, oh, by the way, I'm a psychic medium.
And I said, yeah. Okay. And even the way we met each other is rather, that's a whole other story.
And, well, we went to high school together first.
Yeah.
You know? Let me say what Lynn Fern says. I've just posted on Facebook asking for prayers, healing, and love for Johanna, Paul, and family. They need as much help as we can give them. Yes.
Right.
And Kathy Hanley says, wives are always the boss. Okay.
Well, there's so much we do. I mean, there's so much that we do. I don't boss you around. Do you? Do you feel like I boss you around?
No. I don't let anybody boss me around.
No, I don't boss him around. I kind of do. It's like I do the detail. I do all the detail. And that's okay because I'm good at it. I don't mind it.
Lindsay Hill, hello. Welcome to the show. If you can, dear, please try to put a picture in there so I can see. It helps me. I'm going to be doing call letters in a while, and then we're going to get to the cards, okay?
Yes.
Jane says, I don't know about sleep. I get 5 hours max. Can't sleep. We had a full moon also. Oh, boy. The full moon is when everything goes haywire.
So... I'm not quite sure I'm following what Ward is saying here. Yeah, it looks like
Ward, we don't need any poetry right now, buddy.
It looks like a poetry. So yep. Thank you for that.
So make it small.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Tess Miner says, praying for Paul and Johanna, sending hugs and power of positive thoughts and healing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Aracelis Burgos says, I am on YouTube. Where do I post my picture for a reading? I'm not doing full readings there. I can see your picture. You're partly in it. But if I had your face in there, it would help a lot. Go to your profile and change that picture.
Yeah, I mean, some of the folks that are coming in on Facebook have already registered permission by StreamYard. So I think that's why some of the folks that are on Facebook and who see the pictures work. But those of you who have not given StreamYard permission to go, you know, to use your, I don't even know what they do, but.
Do you see what Kelly put?
I won't finish my sentence, that's okay. Hi Kelly, she says she wears the pants in her family too, so, yeah.
Mary Erickson, Faye, have you ever read any Edgar Casey books? And this is the God's honest truth, ladies and gentlemen. Edgar Casey would go through the human body and see where the illness was and what the remedies to fix the illness. And he was asleep. He was called a sleeping prophet. And when I called the Edgar Casey Institute, I told him, I'm Edgar Casey awake. I can look into the human body.
But they didn't call him back.
No, they thought I was nuts.
So Kathy Hanley says, Faye, did you get your astrological chart from Carmen Turner Schott? Yes, I did, Kathy. And I haven't had a chance to read it. It's kind of exciting, isn't it? I'm going to be probably getting some of her books as well. And somebody asked me, Mary asked if I had read any of Edgar Casey's books. You know, honestly, it's hard to read them. We've got a few. It's just, he's on my list, honestly. There's so much to read, so little time, right?
Doreen McAvoy, hello, good to see you.
Hi, Doreen. Good to see you.
Now, in about a couple of minutes, I will be doing the cards. I got the cards right here. 1 through 10. So be ready. Mary says, regarding Edgar Casey, his work was incredible. He has a great institute in Virginia Beach. Was able to attend a few.
Aren't you a lucky lady? Wow.
I would like to go in there and just blow people's minds. I would. I would like get up and take over and say.
Oh yeah, I know. And they would be escorting you out.
Darling. Yeah, security.
Yeah, get that guy out. Wow, who does he?
But I know what I'm talking about.
Well,
you know?
I know, my darling. But that would be very bossy of you. Speaking of bossy.
Well, no, I want to get recognized from institute. You know, I really do.
That's being a bully. Don't be a
bully. No, it's not. It's being recognized for who and what you are.
Okay, so you like it when other people come on the program and boss you around like that?
I don't let that happen. They know that.
They wouldn't let it happen either. We're not going to argue about this on show. This is Paul Show.
Kathy Hanley, I have about four or five books of his.
Yes, he does. Have you read them?
They're in my office.
Are you working on that?
Yep, I also have Nostradamus. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jojo, I will be your bodyguard. That's funny.
He will need one.
No, not me. Oh, God. All right. First off, let me say, Jane's already got her card ready. Okay. Melissa Hart, hello? Oh, that's a dapper doer, honey.
A dapper doer. Melissa Hart, you have no...
For the accurate reading.
Okay.
So, we want to remind you folks that this is Paul's Spirit Quest, Paul Francis' Spirit Quest, but we're here filling in as co-host. I'm Roger Garza Sr., a psychic medium of over 19 years. My beautiful wife, Faye, is here. And we're filling in for Paul because he's in the hospital with his wife, Johanna. Okay? So we're asking for prayers for her. Now, we are coming live to you on the United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network, 105.3 and 107.7 FM in the beautiful town of New Orleans. And a big shout out to everybody in New Orleans, okay? We're here covering for Paul today. And it's time for cards, folks. And you people in New Orleans, Write down your number, and if I say what your card is, I will read everything on it, okay? So, here we are. You know, I don't understand why these people even bother. I really don't, but I'm not going to give that any energy.
Thank you.
How many people believe in prophets? That's a good question. That's a very good question, Julie Sharp. Okay, here we go, everybody. Card number one is for Emma. I don't know who else picked card number one, but here it is. Cooperation instead of competition. That's for card number one, cooperation instead of competition. Here's what the card looks like. Okay, you see the angels there. They're all getting along with each other. I think they're making tortillas and I don't know what else. Oh, they're playing music. In the garden of the vida. No, anyway, here's what it says. What's yours is yours, and no one can take it away from you. There's no need to compete as there's an abundance for all. Okay? You have complete access to unlimited abundance for yourself and to share with others. With cooperative partnerships, you can accomplish anything. Amen. That was card number one, cooperation instead of competition. I like that. All right, here we go. We're going to pick in the middle of here. Card number two. Hello, Mary Edder. Ah, this goes good. In fact, this goes with card number one. Card number two, partnership. And let me tell you this, folks. In any relationship, if you do not have a partnership, then you don't have anything. You got to be able to get along. You got to be able to like each other. Here's what it says. Allow helpful, supportive partnerships into your personal life and career. And both parties benefit as a result. You are receiving help from heaven and from a person who brings needed skills and resources. I like that. That's partnership. All right, here we go. Card number three, everyone. And I'm zooming through this, so don't waste no time. Here's what it says. Exercise to increase your energy and manifestation abilities. Exercise to increase your energy and manifestation abilities. The key to manifesting quickly is to have a very high energy level. And the easiest way to increase them is through physical exercise. Choose a fun and meaningful activity so that you look forward to exercising and it becomes its own reward. Okay? Let me read that again.
Yes, please. Because I was busy blocking people.
The key to manifesting quickly is to have a very high energy level. And the easiest way to increase that is through physical exercise. Choose a fun and meaningful activity so that you'll look forward to exercising and it becomes its own reward. In other words, if you like exercising, like the exercise you're doing, sooner or later, you're going to lose weight. Bingo, bingo.
What's this? Let me see that card again.
I thought I showed it. No,
you probably did, but as I said, I was busy. Kind of hard to see. Okay.
There. Just like that.
That's pretty. Okay.
She has a nice dress on.
She's pretty.
All right, here we go. Card number 4, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, everyone, those that pick card number 4, it says a windfall of abundance. Okay. Is that Santa Claus? Yeah, that is, huh? Ooh, ho, ho. Okay, here's what it says. An increase in abundance is arriving in many different forms, some of them unexpected. Be open to receiving and know that this abundance comes to you to support your life purpose, health, and charity work. Mind you now, if somebody out there wins something big, a lot of money or whatever, pay it forward. Don't hang on to all of it. Yes, Michelle, I hear an echo too. But I'm not paying no mind to it. All right, card number 5, everyone. Ooh. Now, this is regarding what we just said about the abundance, okay? This card says, pay yourself first. Okay? And here's what it says. Make yourself your most important financial obligation by setting aside a portion of your income every time you are paid. Like 10%, put 10% away. This loving form of self-care ensures that you'll have savings to invest in your present and your future. I like that. And that was card number 5. Emily, hello Emily. We don't know who you are. We don't do a general reading right now. Okay, we are doing the cards and I don't see a picture of you. All I see is like fog in front of your face, whatever that is. And we also put our last name on there, dear, so please. Hello, Sue, how are you? Sue Vinicom, hello? All right, here we go at number 6, everyone. Card number 6. Julie Sharp says, beautiful cards. Thank you, dear. All right, this might pertain to a lot of you out there. And Mark, pay attention. This says employment change. Something better could be coming along for you. You don't know. So keep that in mind. Okay? Now, here's what it says. Your career path is leading you in a higher direction with positive changes to support your dreams, priorities, passions, and life purpose. Trust that these changes will help you release the old and welcome the new. You are being supported each step of the way. I like that. Now, once again, I want to remind you folks, ordinarily this is Paul's show. Paul does Spirit Quest in this time slot. But Paul texted us today and asked us if Faye and I could fill in. Because apparently his wife, Johanna, took a turn for the worse, and he's in the hospital with Johanna right now. So we send all our prayers to Paul and Johanna, okay? And we're doing the best job we can here. All right, that was number 6. I think that now we're going for number 7. Colleen Greenfield, Mark, this is your card. Okay. Oh, I like this. Colleen and Mark. Mark, I said about the change for you and all that. Here we go. Abundance mindset. Okay? And here's what this says. If you think of your abundance as something that happens in the future, then it will always be one day away from you.
Yeah.
If you think, well, one day I'll be rich, one day I'll be rich, then that one day just keeps going on. See, feel, think, and speak of abundance as something you already have in the present moment. And that is what you will experience. Make sense? Don't think of it as one day I'll be, well, I always have the tendency to say it too. One day we'll be multimillionaires. That keeps going and going and going. We got to start saying it now.
Thank you for the abundance right now. Thank you for the blessings right today. Thank you for sending them right now. Yeah. So Sue's asking, is Paul okay? He's okay. He's just with Johanna, who is in the hospital. So he needs to be with her.
And right.
Our prayers are out to Johanna and to Paul.
And the family.
And the family, yes.
So Rachel, this new card, this is card number 8. All right? This card says limited ideas. Unlimited ideas, I'm sorry. Unlimited ideas. And here's what it says. Your mind is one with God's infinite mind. Therefore, you have complete access to unlimited ideas, guaranteed to bring blessings. All you need to do is take a divinely guided action to allow these ideas to come into fruition.
Fruition,
okay. In other words, that's like the saying I always say, whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, sincerely believe in, enthusiastically act upon, must inevitably come to light. Bingo, bango. All right, we'll go with card number 9, and I'll go into the middle of the deck. Kelly, that we don't know. She asked how old Johanna is. We don't know. All right, this next card, this is card number 9. It says moonlighting. Okay? We all know what moonlighting is. It's taking on another task, another job. But on here it says, you can start working on your dream career part-time while keeping your other job to pay the bills. Soon your dream career will take flight and fully support you. Okay? So don't jump ship yet until you know things are going good at your new job. All right, now I'm going to cut the deck one more time. This is card number 10, everyone.
And Colleen says, I feel rich for what I have, a loving husband, family, and friends. Yes,
there
that's all
go,
part
girl.
Of it.
That's it.
All part of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
what's going on?
What? Here we go. Card number 10. Ooh. Successful funding.
All right.
Hello, Maria. We're sitting in for Paul, okay? So you know.
And thank
Here's
you for
what
that.
The card says. Your idea is divinely guided and supported by the same infinite wisdom of God that gave you the idea. God sent the idea in your head and you're being guided. Do not allow money concerns to prevent you from turning it into reality. I don't get no money. No. you will live. Crowdfunding, partnerships, and other investments are available to help you. Okay? And that's all the cards 1 through 10, everybody. I hope you like what your card was. If you don't, take it up to HR and let them know. Anyway, we got about 50 minutes left, and we're trying to fill in the best we can for Paul and his wife, Johanna. Lindsay, you're so welcome, dear. And Rachel, you're welcome too. Maria, thank you. Maria says, hi, Roger and Faye. Prayers for Paul's wife and Paul. Prayers for Roger's uncle and for you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Now, in case those are wondering about my uncle, I have a 90-year-old great uncle who called me and said that he wants to talk to me face to face. And I said, okay. And he says, I don't think I'm going to be here long. So I have to drop what I'm doing. This is Saturday's show, folks. Now I'm going to do about an hour of the show, and Faye's going to take over with a special guest. So please hang in there with Faye. You know, she's getting the gift. I'll tell you that right now. So I'm going to go see my uncle. He's out of town, and I got to be there. There's no doubt about it. Thank you, Sue. Kathy Hanley, you're welcome. So all I ask is for, number one, ask for prayers for Johanna and Paul and his family. And for me, I just ask that you pray for my great uncle. His name is Martin, and his last name is Briseno. Briseno. Okay. You want to read what Marietta says on it?
That's cool. Roger, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've watched you because of my home schedule. And I have to say, you look different. You look very healthy. Well,
where do I send the check?
We're trying to keep him well fed and well rested. Except for last night, I was up and around and couldn't sleep. Oh, thanks, Colleen. That's very sweet of you to say the compliment. That's cool. Thank you. And JoJo says, welcome on board, Faye. Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, Paul's shoes, it's hard to fill those shoes.
Even though he's a short little guy, he has big shoes, let me tell you.
You know, he's not a short little guy.
To me, he is. Watch it be like this. No, but really, folks.
Picking on my...
Paul and I, we pick on each other. We
Don't
love
you
each other.
Pick on my brother Paul.
We really love each other.
Yes, we do.
Now, Julie Sharp says, thank you so much, Faye and Roger. Truly amazing show. Thank you, dear. We appreciate that. As I say, I appreciate that very few. Everybody gets very few.
Yeah, I know.
It's supposed to be very much, but I go backwards. Very few.
You are a little backwards, yeah.
Colleen says, thank you so much, Roger and Faye. You both are amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Emma says, prayer for your uncle and prayers for Paul's wife. Thank you, Emma. Does your uncle live relatively close to you? About 100 and some miles away. Okay.
So JoJo says he met Paul in Truro, Cornwall. That is awesome. And so we hope to go and visit Paul ourselves someday. As soon as we can.
I like Somerset. That's cool.
Yeah, well, that's not where Paul lives.
Oh, I know, but I like Somerset. It's very pretty over there.
Yes, it is.
Julie says, we're doing great. Thank you, dear. And Mark says, bless you both. Thanks. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. You want to read what Lynn says?
Sure. Lynn says, thank you for your show tonight, guys, and for standing in for Paul. I really appreciate it too. Love you both. Take care. Look after each other. We will, and we do, and you do as well.
Yeah, letting you know how we feel about you.
Yeah.
And Mary Erickson says, safe travels. Thank you, dear.
And Sue says she's in the next county to Somerset, and she's in Devon. Yeah, we.
Yes, and I want to check that area too, because that's my grandson's name, Devon. But we watched that show. What's the name of that show, honey? In the country?
Out in the country, and it's all about real estate in the UK, and a lot about those counties that are Devon, Somerset, Cornwall, everything. It's just beautiful countryside. We are amazed by the countryside.
And I was told. That being the fact that my ancestry is from Portugal and from Spain, that I can become citizens of both countries.
You can? Well, what about me?
You have to go to Scotland. I'll meet you halfway.
Okay, I'll just kind of go, I'll go to Scotland, you go to those two countries, right. and you
I'll
do
be outside, it, outside by the cliff going,
and I'll just wait, bye!
It's like Shane, remember? Shane, come back! Thank you, Mary. Mary Erickson says, great job filling in. You and Faye prove we are all family. Yes, ma'am,
yes,
we are.
Yeah. Janine Williams says, it's very cold over here. We just got into winter here in Australia.
What?
So isn't that something? Isn't that amazing? You know,
we're going. What's it? June 1st. What
we're
happened?
June 1st, and we are in summer here. But that's what how the world is.
Now see, Jojo Wall says, Roger, my mom lives in Devon. Cool. I like that town. Don't get me wrong. I like Somerset and I like Devon because they're so close to each other. So.
So here is Paige. Hi, Paige. Shereen, good to see you. How are you doing, darling?
We're covering for Paul because his wife's in the hospital right now, and Paul's with her. So we don't have much to go, folks. If there is anything you want to ask me or whatever.
Yeah. Ask him anything.
Rachel, thank you. Rachel Selena says, I pray that God will grant your uncle the time for you and to get you there and have a good visit with your uncle. May God keep you safe on your trip. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Rachel.
Rachel, you know what you mean to me. Rachel's like my little sister. Mm-hmm. We've known each other for a lot of years. Yeah. But anyway, I'm once again... Oh, don't forget to watch our producer today, Michelle, on The Outer Realm tonight. She's going to be on.
Right after the show.
Right. So
she always has wonderful guests. I'm not quite sure who she's got going on there, but it's...
And then she says, can you and Faye be guests on a...
I think she's got it covered already, probably.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, look what Julie Sharp says.
She says, Faye, my mom was from Perth, Scotland. Never been there, but hope to. So, Julie, I had the privilege of visiting Scotland twice, and it was just a remark. Both trips were remarkable.
Kathy Hanley wants to know what's for dinner.
What's for dinner? Know. Hot dish.
It's going to be a hot dish.
And for those folks of the outside of the Midwest, that is a casserole. It's called... hot dish in the Midwest of the United States.
Okay, Kelly Grant says, have a great night. Prayers to your uncle and Paul and his family. Safe travels. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. And we just need to bump up the day from Sunday to Saturday, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's see.
And I'm sorry that Melissa Hart keeps on going after our friends here. I'm not able to block her for some reason, so please just don't even regard her. She just...
Melissa Hart, if they wanted an accurate reading, they're on the right show right now.
Right.
Because they've been with me for a long time.
And Paul.
And they know that I'm real. Mm-hmm. Okay. Paige says it's very hot here today. I don't know because we're inside. Escape to the Country, honey. That's the name of that show.
Yeah, thank you, Julia. Escape to the Country. The music on there is what makes me run from the kitchen into the living room to sit down and watch.
The violins.
I love that music. Whoa, goodness. It's meditative for me. The whole show is... I've got a smile on my face the whole show.
Yes, it's beautiful. I don't like, but one thing I don't like, folks, over there, their houses are skinny, number one. Number two, the roof is hitched in the head, and I don't like thatch roofs. I don't like, I don't like that.
Yeah, JoJo, don't pay any attention to her.
Julie says, I just had a
holidays in Spain.
Oh, holidays in Spain. I think I lived there in a past life.
She says she thinks I've lived there in a past life. Very well could be.
Well, if you go to northern Spain, my family comes from Portugal and coming across to they're called Asturias. It's northern Spain where the cliffs are and everything. That was, now believe this or not, folks, that's where my ancestor came from, all my ancestors. And I played music there, and I didn't even know that was my roots. And then we played in Santiago, Spain, and I fell in love with it. I did not want to go. And then I found out about the trek that they did from Portugal to Santiago, Spain. That's probably why I didn't want to come home.
Now, so Mary Erickson says, I don't think any of us give these hackers any attention. I have gotten multiple friend requests and messages from some. Delete them all. Very good advice, Mary Erickson. Thank you very much.
Sue Vinicom says, Roger and Faye, you are welcome to stay in my home anytime.
Wow,
oh,
thank
don't
you.
Say that.
So sweetie. Don't say that. You don't say that twice because he'll be over there. He'll be there. But I appreciate the invitation.
Paige, our new office is great, and if you go online, you'll see it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in my... I don't know, my story, I guess it's called.
Yeah. Hi, Gina. Oh, that's okay. I understand. Oh, did you do a number 9 card for her?
Yes.
Do you know which one it is so far? Can you get that back up?
Anybody remember it? I'm going through them right now. Now, I don't know if it was exercise to increase the energy and manifestation. I don't think it was moonlighting. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Exercise to increase your energy and manifestation abilities. All right, we're at that point, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you and for hanging in there because this is Paul's show. And we did what we could.
And don't forget to do the show's ID, honey. Please.
Yes, I'm going to do that. First off, we want to say thank you for letting me come into your hearts and into your homes. Secondly, we always say love everyone you can on this earth now. Let them know. Because love is life and life is love. But we were brought to you by the United Public Radio Network and the UFO Paranormal Radio Network, 105.3 and 107.7 FM in the beautiful town of New Orleans. Please pray for Johanna, okay, Paul, and Paul himself and his family. All right, we will see you all Saturday morning at 10:30, okay, when we do this Mugs for You.
Don't forget Michelle's show right after this.
Right after this, Michelle comes on. Check out her show, everybody, please. She's a good lady.
She's got a lot of information. Yeah. You know? I'm taking notes every time I get on that show. I take notes. Fantastic show.
So those who missed the cards, Paige, you can rewatch the show and you can see what your number, whatever number you pick. Love to everybody. God bless you all. Take care of yourselves. Be good to one another. And we'll see you Saturday morning God willing. Pray. All right? Say goodnight, honey.
Goodnight, honey.
So,